声を聞く。 F コミは心を揺さぶる転職キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをポッドキャストとビデオキャストで配信します。皆様のポジティブなキャリアアップを図るために、様々なキャリアを積んだ方、著名人、知識人、外国人、企業人事関係者のインタビューをお届けします。第85回 F コミポッドキャスト、今回も駐日エリトリア国大使エスティファノス・アフォアキ・ハイレ氏にお話を伺います。第二次世界大戦中の1941年に黒人で初めて白人であるイタリア軍を駆逐したことで有名なエリトリア、その後はイギリスの保護領となり、エチオピアと連立国家となるが、1970年代からは独立運動が盛んになる。その当時20代半ばであった大使もエリトリア独立運動に参加する。第2は国防で学んだこと、困難に直面した時の対処法。ゼロからの大使館立ち上げ。
I didn't study management of crisis in school. I studied management of crisis in prison. I was put in prison for my political beliefs in 1972. And, you know, I hadn't done anything criminal. I just believed in certain things, political beliefs, which I explained to you before. And I was put in prison, in a maximum prison cell, where I stayed for about 6 months in solitary confinement. And it gave me an experience. Sometimes when I see the Japanese culture, you see sometimes people here, they meditate, they talk to themselves, they try to be patient. I studied that in prison. One. And that's the best way to manage a crisis. When you are faced with death and life, then you know how to survive. You have to build your spiritual values as well as your physical preparedness to any problem that you might face. So I think this was one important thing that I learned in prison. The second part was, you always think in a society, for example, in an open society, in school, in work, you always think that you are doing something very, very focused or serious concerning yourself. But you don't understand the rest of the elements around you. You don't listen to them. You don't really pay attention to what they say. You always think that they are on the right track, more or less. You know, you're doing something good to yourself. And but when I was put in this prison, there were some prisoners whom I would never have talked and listened to in the real life. Because in the real life, these people are considered criminals. Eh? Nobody would listen to them. They are forgotten in prison. They are marginalized outside of the society. But I found out that in this kind of situation, you can even learn from him some of his experiences. I had time to sit down and listen to the stories of individuals. And it gave me the capacity training to listen, try to understand why the other person has behaved this way, and it increased my listening power, you know, my trying to understand the other perspective, even though it's very different from what you believe. So I think these two instruments I use always in my life. If I am in a very difficult situation, I always try to be calm. And second, I try to learn, not only from my own perspective, but try to learn from the perspective of the other side of life.
次回は駐日エリトリア国大使エスティファノス・アホアキ・ハイレ氏最終話の配信を行います。 F コミでは今後も著名人、知識人、外国人のキャリアに関するインタビューを配信し、心を揺さぶる転職、キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをお届けします。なお同じ番組を映像付きのビデオキャストでも配信しています。アルファベットの F とカタカナのコミで検索し、ぜひサイトにアクセスしてください。サイトアドレスは http://carrier-finders.net。 オープニング・エンディングの音源素材は音の葉っぱ様よりご提供いただいております。